Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
1065,
the end.
It's the wake up call.
So, we've got a story about crime coming from the Amish community. What? Katie has the details of this story. Now, I do have to say that even though this story didn't take place in Pennsylvania, I grew up near Amish people. I even have a former Amish person in my family. So, like, this is shocking.
You have an Amish person in your family?
My Uncle Mark. Yeah. Oh,
I did not know
he was Amish or Mennonite. Maybe he was Mennonite, which is like Amish without half the calories. And but like he did that thing where on Rumspringa, like you decide you leave the community and then you make the decision on whether or not you want to stay. And he made the decision. I don't.
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
OK.
Fell in love with my Aunt Paula.
I mean, okay. Well, two guys, Amish guys, in a buggy. They get a whoop whoop behind them. Cops realize they seem a little not okay.
Okay.
Now, how did they think, well, maybe these guys have been drinking? They had an entire case of Natty Light on the back of the buggy. Those
right.
were giant speakers and were blasting music.
They were?
Yeah. You know, they see the lights, they whoa to the horse, I guess, and they jump out of the buggy, run into the woods.
They fled.
Yes, nowhere to be found. Cops have to now take the horse and buggy somewhere. They bring the horse in. I don't know. We're questioning. And eventually these guys needed their horse.
Sure.
So they came and were like, hey, it was us. Sorry, can we have a horse back? The cops had had the horse for several days. They tried to contact numerous people to come get the horse.
Yeah.
But they couldn't get in touch with anybody. Probably because they're Amish and don't have phones.
Sure, sure.
Oh. Yeah.
There's usually like one communal phone for like, because a lot of them have businesses that they like sell quilts and bake goods and stuff. So they still have to have like some kind of access, but they don't in their houses. So are they charged with something?
Yeah, they're going to get charged with DUI.
That's crazy to me.
Why?
Because they weren't drunk or the horse wasn't drunk. Like if you're in a horse and buggy. You're not operating, really. The horse is operating. So if you're drunk, who cares?
Well,
as long as the horse isn't drunk, this shouldn't be a DWI.
Well, I don't know, because what if they do a ha and slap the horse's hindquarters?
I mean, they could, yeah.
And it gets them to buck and run into traffic
true,
or something.
True.
I guess they could, but how is this really any different than an Uber? If you're drunk and you get into an Uber, you could do something to spook the driver, and the driver could, into traffic, really. Mm-hmm. Still an animal with free will, though, probably won't do it, you know, because animals know that they're in danger. So, like, this seems crazy. Now, I'm not saying that I'm advocating for the Amish to be able to buggy drunk.
Okay, the good. I'm happy to hear that.
But I'm not advocating for
it.
Where's the fault in the situation?
Oh boy. I mean, you had me with you could do something to an Uber driver.
Yeah.
If you don't
say this though, the Uber driver could pull over and get out of the car. the horse is stuck to you.
That's true, but the horse could kick you in the head. An Uber driver can't do that. They'll go to jail. That's assault. But if a horse kicks you in the head, be like, well, it's just a horse being a horse. You know, listen, if you don't have zippers, you should be allowed to, like, let your hair down. That's your life. You still have candlelight in your house.
Yeah.
If that's the situation, you should be allowed to get a case of Natty Ice and...
Okay, what about somebody riding a horse?
I think
you're still controlling the horse.
I think that's okay, too. Because it's not like being... Because I know you can get a DWI if you're drunk on a bike. So if that's the case, that's different. You're operating the bike. That bike is not going to go anywhere without you.
Okay, but what if you're riding the horse and you decide to ride it into traffic?
I'm pretty sure that the horse would be like, I'm not doing that. Like, if you try to ride a horse off of a cliff, the horse won't go off of a cliff. I think...
I don't know.
Kevin, Google, ride a horse off a cliff?
Maybe it has auto brakes or something.
Right, maybe it has auto brakes. I mean, I do know that you need to put blinders on a horse so they don't get spooked by, I don't know, a kid with an ice cream cone. Somebody says, you absolutely do get a DUI on a horse. That's what I'm talking about, and you shouldn't. Especially if you're in a buggy. You're essentially Amish Uber. And if you need a ride home from the club,
okay,
like Amos Stolzfus does,
okay,
and his brother Amos Stolzfus,
yeah, I don't get this reference.
There's like four names there's in the Amish community.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I just think that should be allowed, you know. And if they want to hightail it into the woods,
you desperately want me to say it's okay to ride a horse drunk. I'm not gonna do it.
Wow.
Right.
I thought you were cool.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.